there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is February the 29th. Yes, it is a leap year, February the 29th. Today, Thursday. It's a Thursday. My name is Gary Zimak. We're going to be hanging out for the next 5 minutes together. Thanks for stopping by. Now is the time. That's the message that we can take, at least I believe we could take out of the gospel. We'll look at the gospel from today's daily mass. This is a tough gospel. This is a challenging message. You're going to see a lot of challenging messages during Lent. That's why Lent is such a very beneficial season. I was going to see such a great season, but not everybody views it that way. But the opportunity is there for Lent to be a very productive season, very fruitful season, if you want to call it that, where we can hear what the Lord has to say through Scripture. The church picks out some great readings to help us recognize the need to change, the need with the help of God's grace to change the way we are living our lives and get back on the path. Sometimes we get sidetracked and we get off the main road. Of course, we need to remember we're going to be judged one day. Upon our death, we will be judged, and it's going to be determined. I hope this isn't too harsh for you, but it's going to be determined whether we spend eternity in heaven or hell. I got to tell you that. You know, during Lent, if we can't think about it during Lent, I don't know when we can think about it. It's an important thing to remember. So let me read this gospel. Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees. You know, they did a lot of things for show. They thought they were holy, but man, they were not willing to give Jesus the time of day. And they did a lot of things to please themselves rather than to please God, even though they would say just the opposite. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he's comforted here, whereas you were tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have had five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Now, this is a tough gospel. The message here is simply, look, we are in Lent now. The church gives us this time, this 40-day period, to repent, to look inside of ourselves, examine the way we think, examine our actions, which flow from our thoughts. So how we feel inside typically flows out into our actions, and to make changes with the help of God's grace. Now is the time. I was thinking about this the other day. There are several people that I know who we would talk during Lent from the past, who died suddenly, who never got to experience another Lent. Don't waste the opportunity. Our eternal salvation depends on how we live our life. The Lord's giving us this Lent. We're alive right now. We have a chance to fix things. Now is the time.